program you are about to hear, Bob's Slacktime Funhouse, is parody, satire, and comedy. Any reference to Bob, the Church of the Subgenius, religion, politics, or any other touchy subjects is intended only as humor and should cast no reflection on the high standards of WREK Atlanta, its staff, or that of Georgia Tech.
The promo you are now hearing could create a new Inquisition, a self-perpetuating fascist state that will last to the end of humanity.
Or
it could be the foundation stone of the promised kingdom of peace and harmony.
Which will it be?
You can finally relax
in the safety of your own delusions.
This epipastic for the brains of epoptics, beholders, and initiates
works an authentic Gnostic magician's spell
that will drive out the foreign personalities
and id demons.
It places the listener within a shell of weird phenomena that must be used for good and evil.
Its system of mystic correspondences has already given
secret power
to the Church of the Subgenius. Listen to the Hour of Slack every Saturday night at midnight, right here on WREK Atlanta.
Thanks, promo. I will.
Hello. Some emergencies are happy emergencies, but for whatever reason, this is the fifth time we've dipped into the lymph node treasury of cacophony. Assorted thought crimes against humanity you'd hoped you'd never have to hear again, but here you are.
Ich bin das schönste und wundervollste Pferd im Universum, aber ich kann nicht fliegen. Der Abgrund ist zu breit.
Aber du musst springen. Sieh doch, da kommen schwarze Wolken. Sie ersticken alles.
Das ist krumme Kriegskram. Die Wolke darf uns nicht erwischen oder wir sind alle verloren. Wir würden ganz schwarz werden.
Sternschnuppe, du musst springen. Du schaffst es. Nimm einen Anlauf. Du musst.
Haltet euch fest, ich will es versuchen.
Festhalten, Weißvogel.
Jetzt! Zu kurz! Sternschnuppe schafft es nicht!
Nein, nicht nachlassen!
Oh Gott, oh Gott, oh Gott! Du musst klettern! Höher, höher!
Du hast es geschafft! Wir sind oben!
Da hinten ist Grießkram. Seht ihn euch an, wie wütend er ist. Er hat verloren.
Er schimpft. Seine Wolke hilft ihm nichts. In die Höhle dort, Sternschnuppe.
Wir sind schon da.
Seht doch, was liegt denn da? Ein schimmernder Gürtel. Er sieht aus wie ein kleiner Regenbogen.
Es ist der Regenbogengürtel.
Bind ihn doch mal um, Regina. Vielleicht passt er dir.
Ja, ich probiere ihn an.
Er passt.
Er sitzt wie angegossen. Seht doch, wie er strahlt und leuchtet.
Er funkelt in allen Farben. Seht doch, seht die Farben.
Es sind die Farben des Regenbogens.
Es ist der Regenbogengürtel. Ich habe ihn gefunden. Jetzt ist diese Welt gerettet. Alles wird wieder farbig und froh werden.
Alles wird wieder bunt und schön. Krumme Grießkram hat verloren. Die Welt wird wieder fröhlich.
Danke, Regina. Durch dich wird die Welt wieder schön. Aber nun müssen wir die Regenbogenkinder finden.
Die Regenbogenkinder? Ja, die sind für die Farben verantwortlich. Wir werden sie finden, Sternschnuppe. Der Regenbogengürtel wird uns dabei helfen. Ich bin ganz sicher, alles wird wieder gut.
Alles wird wieder schön.
Wir haben gewonnen. Grummel Griesgram hat verloren.
Hört doch, sogar die Vögel singen wieder.
So yeah, they didn't have rainbows until after World War II, when we defeated the Nazis and everything stopped being black and white.
The original rainbows were invented by the Nazis.
That's right. It was a weapon.
But well, they were trying to turn it into a weapon that never
right.
worked.
Weapons grade rainbows.
Exactly. But it was the prototype.
No, actually, they invented it on the back lot for Wizard of Oz. That's why they sang "Somewhere Over the Rainbow" in that movie. It was propaganda to promote their new weapon.
Well, the rainbow in The Wizard of Oz was actually made by Jews who had fled Germany and had worked on the program.
Sure, they were in Hollywood.
They all go to Hollywood, and they all brought their rainbow technology with them.
Now we have color movies.
That's how we closed the rainbow gap, man, because if those guys hadn't come over, it would have been Nazi rainbows.
Yeah, that propaganda leaked its way out into religious factions, too. You get the John 3:16 people.
The wig?
Yeah. Apparently it's a rainbow wig.
Rainbow Afro wig.
It makes me think of a clown, not some religious message man.
Well, we don't know why you'd ever associate the two of them.
Here, listen to this.
Indeed.
Kids,
Rainbow Bride is a little girl who can bring sparkles of color to the darkest day and put a bright smile on a little girl's face.
She is a cute little girl.
She is often seen gliding through the air on her magic flying horse, Starlight.
Rainbow Bride and her friends live at the end of the rainbow where all the colors of the earth are created.
This sounds very cute and perfect for little girls,
but take another look.
The toy and cartoon series is laden with occult symbolism.
Rainbow Bright lives in Rainbow Land with her friends,
the color kids, and sprites.
The happy little workers who mine and manufacture star sprinkles.
It is Rainbow Bright's job to fight the forces of gloom in order to keep the world bright and filled with color and happiness.
In doing so, she often meets horrifying monsters.
Although Rainbow Bright is fighting for a worthwhile cause, the intensity and violence of their scenes are much more than any five-year-old can handle.
Yet,
it is for this age group that the cartoons were designed.
The very basis of this series, the rainbow,
also causes concern for many Christians.
Although many people collect rainbows primarily for their color beauty and unequaled power,
few realize their significance.
According to the word of God,
rainbows are a symbol of God's everlasting covenant
that he never again would destroy the earth by flood.
But fire?
Some say the world will end in fire. Some say in ice. From what I've tasted of desire, I hold with those who favor fire. But twice. I think I know enough of hate to say that for destruction, ice is also great and would suffice. Isn't that nice?
But for New Agers...
Those who uphold the tenets of the New Age movement or humanism.
The rainbow holds a different meaning. New Agers use rainbows to signify their building of the rainbow bridge.
Antakarana.
Between man and Lucifer,
they say, is the oversoul.
Someone's a little confused.
Yeah,
there.
Lucifer is the bringer of light. And yes. I can see how you get that out of rainbows.
The Oversoul is from transcendentalism.
And the Rainbow Bridge, I thought, went to Asgard, where Thor beholds in breathless wonder.
Well, you know how these idiots think. Anything that's not Jesus is the devil.
Children today are filled with humanistic teachings at school.
In fact, humanism has become so commonplace in our lives that we fail to recognize the occult symbolisms that are the root of these tenets.
Unless you read my book, Turmoil in the Toy Box. I'm Phil Phillips.
Nevertheless, humanism is contradictory to God's word. Thus, any toy or cartoon series that employs symbolism from the New Age movement
is also a contradiction to Scripture.
It is hoped that you have gained a better understanding of some of the subtle means that Satan uses to take control of a child's mind.
Remember that which on the surface may appear to be cute and innocent is not always cute and innocent! Exclamation point.
There's rainbows in hell!
You like rainbows? There's plenty of rainbows in hell, boy. Why don't you go down to hell and look at some rainbows?
When I'm finished, there won't be a rainbow land! Or rainbows! Now to put my plan into action!
He did a nice bibliography at the end. He just took all this crap from other books.
Yeah, he cited... This one doesn't have an index either. If you claim to be writing a nonfiction book and there's no index in it, it's a screed. That's the difference, is an index. You can't index a screed.
He's right, you know.
Where the booming and heralding roar, you behold.
Tired of sitting at the all-night Jell-O store and yarn shop?
Look at him jiggle.
Don't get caught poking the desiccated corpse of your own personal Dobbs.
Bolster your subgenius credentials with Bob's
Slacktime Funhouse
every Saturday night at 1 a.m.
Reverend Susie the Floozy will guide you through the
Audio Hall of Mirrors.
Or the increasingly competent doctors of the Lymph Node Institute strap you into the radio coaster and away you go! Thrill to the antics of our lovable hobo mimes. Guess Bob's weight and win a voodoo Cupid doll. Bob's
Slacktime Funhouse. Like a suppository for your ears.
Ooh, my brain is tingling.
That means it's working.
We're a trough and you're a dirty horse.
You got a real purty mouth, Atlanta.
Drink it, you dirty horse.
Bob's Slacktime Funhouse every Saturday night at 1 a.m. on WREK Atlanta 91.1 FM.
Now in stereo.
Harmon. Harmon Melville. Keep writing these chapters. People are going to need to read them for school.
But Ma, I want to play on the PlayStation.
No, Harmon. You keep writing about that fishy thing.
Oh, Ma.
Oh, you a good boy, Harmon. Come here.
Not in front of the guys.
Especially in front of the guys, Harmon.
All right. And it goes off the tracks.
And that's how Harmon Melville bangs his mother in 30 seconds.
Never said it was banging. I was just maybe going for some... He's still breastfeeding at age 20.
That's disturbing.
Yeah, she done me.
I didn't do that.
I'm better now.
All right, good. You got a nap in there?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I did. That was very good. I blacked out, had a little seizure.
You know, that's the best thing about having a radio show on late at night is, you know, we can sleep during it.
What the hell do you think you're doing? Dragging your butt through the day, selling body and soul to a bunch of bland normals? Acting stupid so they'll think you're one of them? Tired of getting all of the guilt, but none of the sex? There is a simple answer, dear friend. A glowing beacon of slack amidst the turmoil and darkness. It's J.R. Bob Dobbs, the living slack master and his Church of the Subgenius. Bob brings a new destiny for the abnormal. For Bob comes to justify our sins, to unmask the conspiracy, and to get us back the slack they stole away. It's us versus them. Are you gonna fry in hell on earth alongside the pink boys? Or will you pull the wool over your own eyes and accept Bob into your mind? Repent, quit your job, slack off, and praise Bob!
Church of the Subgenius, eternal salvation, or triple your money back.
Oh, babies.
There's so many of you. Just be cool down the front and don't push around. Just keep still, keep together.
I understand why he's so against the game. the FCC. The one thing they can do is run this runway. They always have to run.
There are a lot of people out there
that don't box. It says none of them.
Wow.
It's guaranteed to it. One person has to find privately on the tally.
The result is big fear. Is that the next election?
I don't think it's been this big. It's passive.
Why would he tell people to vote? If people don't want to vote, they say there's something I don't.
Yes.
You know what? It is nonsense. It's a fox.
There's some wiggle rooms,
which has been one of the most controversial. Michael Powell was called Powell's son.
He's not a piece of
it. It is naive.
He's on a dive-down computer.
Coming, man. It's just bizarre because something like that was
impressive. Republicans to
a senator from the box by Congress.
Joke about this if you can. Assassination.
Are you trying to organize or prevent one?
Prevent. They would have to take reprisals. Everybody would suffer.
They've heard. They are aware. And they don't need anyone's help.
They don't believe me.
Many times bitten, forever shy. But they are not shy. They love to listen.
Jamming.
Jamming? Domestic science?
You'll learn about jamming one of these days. It's the most important ways of fighting back.
All right, enlighten me now.
No. I tell lies, remember?
Call in any time you like.
But my safety is unimportant as long as my people are imprisoned.
Now, when you're queen, you will know that no ruler is truly safe or secure as long as her people are not free.
I'm here to deliver a warning.
A warning? What about?
A plot to kill you.
To what?
To kill you. Assassinate you.
Huh?
Assassinate you.
I don't believe it.
They should have told you there are some unhappy people here.
Yes, well, I have seen the list of malcontents. It might interest you to know that you happen to be top of the bill.
I'll do my best to live up to it.
Yeah, what, by saving my despicable life?
Not for your sake.
Oh, what then?
If they succeed in killing you, what action would your people take?
Well, they would punish those responsible. What else would you expect them to do?
Punish everyone. A mass reprisal, a never-to-be-forgotten deterrent.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Well, I still don't believe it. My observers would have told me that they do see and hear everything, you know.
They don't believe everything.
You're referring to jamming.
No, jamming.
Well, naturally, when... person is known to us as one who continually... Yes, well, we know we expected something like this, that they'd try to get through to us through a dupe. Mm. So they chose you to lead us into believing their fantasies, eh? Well, did they tell you how they're going to go about it, or where, when? Would you find out for me? Because the laugh will do me an awful lot of good.
You may find out yourself, quite suddenly. In which case, you won't be allowed.
I call them dogs. And if they're lapping up their own vomit, the only way to stop them is with a lash.
But dogs only obey their own nature, so why shouldn't we forgive them?
Dogs can be taught many useful things, but not if we forgive them every time they obey their own nature.
I left orders that I was not to be disturbed.
I have to say, it won't wait.
I know what it is. Tomorrow, after I've handed over office, I'm to be assassinated.
Or assassinated. Substitute. Executed.
Since it's arranged by my own people, you mean?
You don't mind?
Of course I mind. It's just that... well, I never thought it would happen to me. It never does to anybody, but it can be prevented.
Preventing is only postponing. We never fail.
Anyway, why should you care what happens to me?
I don't, but innocent people will be blamed.
I know. I'm sorry, but there's nothing that I can do. I can think of better ways to die.
And better causes to die for.
No, nothing can go wrong now. I'll stake my future on it. Well, thank you, sir. Yeah, I know you will.
The people who live here are doing their best under very hard circumstances.
If you say so, Max. But, is their best really good enough?
That's what I want to use the power for, if you don't mind. I want to make this world a little better. If there's any town this world would be better without, this is it.
Yes, and so the great day is nearly over. It went off rather well, I thought. Better than planned. And now you can look forward to your own retirement, and I'm sure they'll arrange something equally suitable for you when the day comes.
Awful work! Why the hell? There's nothing falling! What the ghost are you guys doing up there?
What do you think tribal sovereignty means in the 21st century, and how do we resolve conflicts between tribes and the federal and state government?
Yeah. Tribal sovereignty means that. Sovereignty. You've been given sovereignty, and you're viewed as a sovereign entity.
Too many OBGYNs aren't able to practice their love to women all across this country. Too many OBGYNs aren't able to practice their love with women all across this country.
But he's still the same person I met at a backyard barbecue in Midland, Texas, and married 3 months later.
I'd like for you to contact your congressman and contact your senator and tell them to come on the side of the people.
He'll always tell you what he really thinks.
Our enemies are innovative and resourceful, and so are we. They never stop thinking about new ways to harm our country and our people, and neither do we.
I'm
This is Bugsy from the Lymph Node Institute in Atlanta. The first time I heard the hour was slack, like many
was on acid trying to drive a car.
Later, while building a large mural out of waffles, the individual, the waffle holes, became
pixels and the syrup dripped
to make Bob's hair, and with the insertion of what I'll call a pipe, but was really more of an elephant phallus,
I said, Bob,
and Bob turned to me and said, nothing, because he was really made of waffles. But thank you, Ivan. I've enjoyed the hour
slack for these many years, and I hope to come
for years. This is Doc from the Lymph Node Institute, and the first time I encountered the hour slack,
I smelled like pizza.
And I was looking at God and realized that he had a pipe in his mouth. And I became intensely panicked and realized that I must surrender to this force, or it would surely kill me. And that's when I knew I was listening to the hour of slack. On WREK Atlanta.
What the hell do you think you're doing?
Superior Mutants!
Repent!
Quit your job!
The world ends tomorrow.
And you may die.
Well, no, probably not, but whatever you do,
just keep listening.
The Church of the Subgenius could save your sanity with...
Are we controlled by secret forces?
Do you ever get the feeling that free will is a joke?
Do people think you're strange?
Do you? Then you may be on the right track.
Are alien space monsters bringing startling new world?
Jehovah is an alien and still threatens this planet.
Now, at last, the step-by-step process is revealed.
This is it. The only faith that promises action,
thrills,
success in sex and business.
Get all your slack and more
every Saturday night at midnight, right here on WREK Atlanta. Reverend Ivan Stang presents The Hour of Slack.
Slack.
Among handsome youths, languid and vicious as reptiles, disguised with ill minions, lackeys and bodyguards to his majesty, with vandalism and sabotage, all handy the sultan of Scourge. Every possibility, they say.
We'll make the other animal.
That the text you are about to...
The night of the fight of Fox Pilgrim is near. The first day he was home, he met a leopard, and he said, "Lose this. If the leopard can't help winning..."
Good on front page, what is now? Running for such and such, anything you'll do for me, I'll...
Showed up. The way I look at it...
And I have my...
The right leader and the tiger can't lose.
Qualification.
It'll be a draw. And a draw, really does make you watch.
Oh, big thing with those pipes, and I'm covered too. What I got, I got me one inclusion. My boy's James Van, but he's smoking the sheriff's reefer. I sure did a Swiss heady atmosphere in 3 minutes. Julius, I saw myself already. I thought so, and I didn't want to change. Sitting there in my garden, in possession of the coveted post, which called for a token appearance twice a week to sign a few letters. Deep in fish. Is this the American way of life? Old court house. While I'm there, might as well put it on the sheriff some more. But there were sullen mutters of revolt from the peasantry. My teenage daughter, marijuana, he is constantly. And he better play ball or I'll rout his sewer.
It will get the tiger. They wanted to get the tiger.
Him in through a telescope, for a simply of a humbler and less conspicuous caliber. I had my own thoughts. Then I met the gubernatorial candidate. He aspired at one time to become commissioner of sewers for saying it in the press. There's no more than... Both of you... Louis County,
you just got winning, and that every animal will have to bring a freshly killed boar in order to get in and see the fight. If the tiger was a big palooka, the tiger went around telling everybody he couldn't lose because the leopard was a big palooka. And the tiger was...
So glory, close lately, and it...
Tell everybody that they're going to put on a pedal who's very hungry because they haven't gone out.
Yeah. As Commissioner of Sewers, I would not be so bold. fluttering from the roof of my ranch-style house, called upon to pet babies, have lunch with the queen. That sex cults and drug orgies carried out in the stink of what made them possible. The fewer voters who knew my... ...which had bought me a $30,000 home. And there is talk in the press that... It was a long time ago.
You broke a bone in your paw during the second round. And I'll say I broke a bone in my paw during the first round. Then we will announce the return engagement. And
I rupture for miles around. I have made a deal on the piping. The President of the United States, he couldn't help it. When did I stop wanting to be President? One of those things. I prefer a whiff of coal gas to the sewage. Wise guy questions. When do you stop exploding? Getting one. He
resumed
tainted dream. Through his front yard. And then across the street to the court.
Then we will just spar around and upset each other. So let's... Oh, yes.
California.
There wouldn't be any wild boar meat in the flower. The tiger and the leopard fell upon each other in a way unseen fight. Now, so the leopard went round telling everybody that he couldn't. They were both injured so badly, and they were both so... And I'll go around saying I can't lose, because you're a big palooka. And everybody will want to come worn out by hunger. But a couple of wild boars came wandering along, attacked them, and killed them. Around saying you can't help
me
because I'm a big
time, and his answer is right next to mine, so I can say posing yourself in public. Left door, William S. Burroughs, President.
Done any hunting at all?
For a coffee, my special belief. Him, Jerky, far away, in discreet gold letters on a quest to deal.
A tremendous thing. And he thought he would apply their method.
There was some other...
Obvious that none of the animals did. If you live as humans do...
Lazy, worthless bastards in the same line of business and we... My collect...
There was a tiger who escaped from his doom in their room. But it got to be midnight.
Nickel ambition.
United States, and made his way back to the jungle. During his captivity... who understood people. Once upon a time, a tiger had landed particularly when fought by fighters who are both.
Felt the dream slipping away from me, receding into the past.
Big palookas. The animals also saw the logic of this and stayed away from
me. Get me as if trying to focus my ish paws deep into the past. That kings and presidents keep the limelight into a slush pond. And to this end, I intend
to bring more wild boars. I don't think this will work.
I'm just at a softball game, where such sinecures were assigned to a wow interruption like contented alligators. Remember, Reagan had to read all this. Kill you like they killed Kennedy. I never wanted to be a front man like Nixles who put you in office. Get 1 inch out of line and they would come taking the rap, shaking hands and making speeches Irving on the porch. Everybody's met said, now I'm old here was red, oh, so-and-so's old day. Who in your right mind would want a job? I'll tell you. You would be inexorably pressured by the forces and the individual. And not me. I don't have the... You know, people are always saying what they would do if they were president. Well...
Tiger, it will be the end of you.
Since 1930, softball game. This text the Sultan of Sewers lies buried in a distance published in Harper's Magazine was an answer to the
all the animals would bring to the fight. But when the hour of the combat came,
Question, when did you stop walking?
So easy, said the tiger. You and I will hustle and eat some of the freshly killed wild frogs.
I'm going to be president. Now, this searching question was also put never aside to political office.
Great dealer. How will we do that, asked the leopard?
To Ronald Reagan, who was governor of California.
Saturday! J.R. Bob Dobbs pops his clutch and tells Atlanta,
eat my slack.
The time control trials begin at midnight every Saturday night with Reverend Ivan Stang and the rip-snorting nitro-fueled monsters of the Church of the Sub-Genius. Then, before the carnage can be cleared off the track, Bob's Slacktime Funhouse roars in at 1 a.m. to finish off the survivors with a tag team straight from the bad side of hell. The
schizophrenic
Reverend Susie the Floozy and the dangerously inscrutable doctors of the Lymph Node Institute. So be there! Or be boiled in your own fat.
91.1 FM, WREK Atlanta, WREK.org.
The Hour of Slack is brought Lymph Node
Pleasure.
Slack. Joy.
Nipples.
Sex.
Sex hurt.
Sex dirt.
Excra meditation.
Hours and hours.
Horny with
pooping.
A chick.
Hermaphroditic frogs.
Light at night.
Stink.
Stanky.
Stank.
A surefire way to clear
psychic
the hippies out of my living room.
All of my best psychic
An excuse
friends.
To do nothing
by watching
on Saturday
bad television
night.
With the sound turned off and the Hour of Slack
giggles.
On loudly.
Sometimes
earthy
it's like the Wizard
of
Oz
index
and that
middle
Pink Floyd record. But wait,
terrible paranoia.
Race riots in
the
my
soundtrack to a psychotic breakdown.
Canyons.
Mud butt.
Thunder.
Electronic jizzmoons in my ears.
Rubbies,
a surefire repudiation of all earthly
fetishes.
Religions.
The grooviest
monkeys
beat I've
versus
ever heard.
Robots.
And monkeys versus
the
robots.
Device.
More slack than I can shake his head at.
And all for the price of my mortal soul.
Or triple my money back. Thanks, Bob.
Damn. Thanks, Ivan.
Yeah.
as they say, is in the lavatory. Friends, Romulans, Klingons, lend me your ears. Here he comes.
If you like us, like we like you, lymphnode.net.
Or write to us at
P.O. Box
670-541 Marietta,
Georgia
30066-0126.
If you would like more information on
the Church of the Subgenius,
you could write to them at
P.O. Box 181-417 Cleveland Heights, Ohio 44118-1417 or visit them online
at
subgenius.com.
You have heard various promos from the past. The Rainbow Bright Suite, consisting of the Rainbow Bright theme, some Rainbow Bright in German, a reading of some anti-rainbow literature, and a mix-up of all the Rainbow Bright songs. Bugsy singing along with the theme from Mighty Thor, and then a tune he composed, a cut-up of the banter from the President's show, Ass-Ass, Bushmash, a collage of all of Ed Schrock's gay Dateline messages, a cut-up of William Burroughs and Peter Ustinov, the Lymph Node contributions to the 1,000th episode of The Hour of Slack, a collage of all the banter from the gender episode, and for making it this far, you will be rewarded with Dokaka, Electric Funeral.
Do 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 do
When the back-to-back cowboy bite the sandwiches, observe the french fries. That's all I'm gonna say. It's insane.
You're hearing our thoughts. Whoa, dude.
That was worth a dollar, wasn't it?
In this postmodern world where nothing is true and everything is permitted, all meaning is but the shifting of the shadows, shades of gray mocking your beliefs.
Is there anywhere to turn? Any hope for the superior mutant?
No.
Except for Bob's Slack Time Funhouse every Saturday night at 1 a.m. after the hour of Slack.
Reverend Susie the Floozy and the Lymph Node Institute provide a booster shot of Dobbsian goodness
to guide you through the hellish pink apocalyptic fake reality
to the glittering promise of eternal salvation or
triple.
Don't stand up to be counted.
Sit down, tune in, slack off,
and praise Bob with Bob's Slack Time Funhouse every Saturday night at 1 a.m. right here on WREK Atlanta. Listen online at WREK.org.